Jemerson radio program. 503-733-2970 from the Too Soon file. We have this from MetroSource News. Anna Nicole Smith expected to recover after collapsing at Florida Hotel.
That was too soon.
Literally too soon.
Too soon.
And that's from Entertainment Tonight.
Metro Source News is reporting that former Playboy playmate Anna Nicole Smith is expected to be all right.
Oh, my God.
After being rushed to a Florida hospital. Well, we wish her our best. She'll be up and around joking with doctors in no time. It's 503-733-2970. Rick, if Scotty was to pick to be Anna Nicole's funeral DJ, what five songs would he play and why? I think that might be our Suburban Perspective winner for today. Let's see. What are we doing here? We'll get some of these calls here. I'm going to get these two calls. Then we'll talk to Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth. We'll kind of plunge on ahead if you are just joining us. Anna Nicole Smith has died at the age of 39. We'll find out more in just a moment. Alexander, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Tim, you're not alone in messing up these names with Howard K. Smith.
Are you a newsman, too?
Yes, I am a newsman.
Where are you a newsman at, sir?
I am a newsman in a goat pasture. No, I was mentioning to someone about this story, and I accidentally called her Anna Nicole Ritchie.
Okay, yeah, seriously, that's new blended celebrity, Anna Nicole Ritchie. Fantastic. If they both die, it'll be easier.
But no, you know, there was on the Bob Miller show yesterday, they were talking, I guess it was
Bob
Chris
Miller.
Rock's.
Who is that?
Some radio hack. New guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were talking about, it was Chris Rock's birthday, and one of the guys started talking about, yeah, he's with Pamela Anderson. Yeah, boy, that's a lucky guy, yeah. And then there was some awkward silence, and then they said, oh, wait, that's Kid Rock, not yes. Chris Rock.
Yes, I don't like that awkward silence.
Yeah, that's... You want to take me out,
No pastor style? What?
You want to take me out bad reception style?
I can't... What? I can't hear you. Thank you. It's always good when I don't have to break the news. They just sort of figure it out themselves. One more, and then we'll go to Tim Riley. Rob, hello, sir.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Rob. I can hear Clyde next week.
What?
I can hear Clyde next week. The government took out Anna Nicole to take the focus off the Iraqi war.
Totally. You know, well, no, that, and that's exactly the sort of thing Clyde will say. And that's the sort of thing that Clyde says, that you almost stop him and you go, well... I don't know, because,
so,
you know.
I'm sure he's going to do an hour on the tie-ins between her and Marilyn Monroe.
The focus is, well, has anybody figured out how old Marilyn Monroe was? I think she was 37, though. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd love to hear his take in. If he's listening, please call in, and I'd love to hear it.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good day, guys.
There you go, Rob at the House of Rick. Rick, the weirdest thing about Anna Nicole being dead, isn't it sort of creepy that at one time you may have... how do I put this? Isn't it creepy, Rick, that at one time you may have punished the parson using pictures of Anna Nicole Smith, and now she's dead? Do you feel like an after-the-fact necrophiliac, Rick? No, I do not. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know if it was a tragedy, Rick. It is depressing and inevitable, though. No, you're right about that. At the Ministry of Truth, here's Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Marvin Gidez has been locked out in David Douglas High School on the east side due to the fact that somebody could stand at 122nd and Market.
What high school?
David Douglas.
All right, and because there was a stabbing?
Yes, at the high school itself, but in the neighborhood.
All right, okay.
Meanwhile, back to our top story. A voluptuous sex kitten is dead. And my putt's not up. Oh, and the Cardomatic is not responding. Fantastic.
Anna, who collapsed today in Hollywood, Florida, and rushed to the hospital, has died.
I can just keep this running the entire time if you'd like. That'll be fine.
Another one of Anna Nicole's former lawyers, Leonard Leeds, has released an exclusive statement about her life. He talks about Anna's drug use. Anna always had problems with her weight going up and down. There's no question she used alcohol. It's no secret. She had a very troubled life and so many, many problems. Meanwhile, a hospital witness says Anna Nicole's body was covered when it arrived at Memorial Hospital. And E! Network Television released this statement. He is deeply saddened by the tragic news of Anna Nicole Smith's death. Also, Anna's private nurse was with Anna at the hotel at the time. And her bodyguard gave her CPR. It was of no use. Her mother, Bergie, tells CNN that she's concerned that Howard K. Stern will be the one to inherit Ann's millions. Also, attorney Larry Burkhead, the man who says he's the father of Anna Nicole's baby, is not okay at the moment. David Granoff, Anna's former publicist, says he is sad but not shocked at her death. He added, there was just no spark in her anymore. Paramedics report the same thing when arriving at her hospital room. Once again, Anna Nicole Smith is dead. She was 39, collapsing at Seminole Hard Rock Cafe and Casino in Hollywood, Florida, dying hours later, or so we're told. She was transported to Memorial Regional Medical Center, where she was pronounced dead.
All right, there you go. Anna Nicole Smith, dead at the age of 39. Sarah found out that Marilyn Monroe died at 36, by the way, so too late for Anna Nicole.
On August, I'm trying to figure out how Clyde's going to tie this in. On August 5th, 1962.
And Anna Nicole Smith never had sex with a Kennedy, I mean, to the best of our knowledge. I mean, it does seem like the Kennedys get first crack at all those women, and it seems like they passed. All right, it's 503, and apparently there's a high school somewhere in the southeast that's in lockdown and blah, blah, blah. Rick, I just honored Anna Nicole's life by, well, you know, to an MPEG clip I found on the net. I propose that we all do the same in her honor. Okay, thank you. P.S. I grew up in Long Beach, California, lived in Oregon for a year now. L.A. is a hellhole full of psychos and retards. Oregon is full of friendly people, and I love it here.
That's where I came from before moving here, Long Beach.
Do you agree that it's full of psychos and retards?
I do. I was robbed and almost stabbed to death.
Oh, I gotta keep, you know, the real damn, I gotta keep this handy just to punctuate everything. I was robbed and almost stabbed to death. You know what we really ought to do?
Be on our
thank you.
Next performer's new video. And if I ever record an album, I want this guy to produce my.
Some help. She needs some help. So wrong.
There are several possible scenarios to her death, including viral pneumonia, drug-related causes, or generic heart defect.
A generic heart defect?
Mm.
What kind of heart defect? I don't know. Your run-of-the-mill heart defect? In garden variety, heart doesn't work anymore.
Drugs could be involved here, wouldn't
no,
this word?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
Well, not that shocked.
I'm not that shocked. You know, somebody really ought to be hacking together, and Scotty, I am looking in your direction. A version of Candle in the Wind with a bunch of insane and inane Anna Nicole comments over the top. That's the sort of, I smell YouTube viral hit. I smell fit. And you know that's going to happen, too, within like a matter of days. You know, there's some kid is going to, some kid who's getting high on crank is going to stay up all night and create some video montage of embarrassing Anna Nicole clips from the Anna Nicole show with this Candle in the Wind song, and it'll have 100,000 YouTube views by the end of the week. You know that that's true. It's 503-733-2970, and there's some high school in Southeast that's in lockdown because somebody stabbed somebody or other. Let's
that's
see.
The way to act on a day like this.
No, it's... No, it's true. It's even today of all
respect,
really.
Isn't it amazing how death all of a sudden just brings out the class in Anna Nicole? Now all the pictures of her aren't of her drunkenly stumbling around. Now CNN has this beautiful, like, rose-endowed, like, glamorous picture of her looking like Marilyn.
That shot, I don't know if it's the same one you're talking about, but it's, where it's, she's all not backlit, but it's sort of like against a black background. And
she's glowing
like,
and healthy.
The golden glow.
Marilyn with angel wings.
So, exactly. Like, she looks all beautiful. She doesn't have duct tape on her boobs and, like, staggering around on platform with sandals and falling over and everything. I mean, that was her,
can
right?
Can I find my worst Anna Nicole Smith picture on my
in honor?
Oh,
in honor
her. Do, yes.
As a way to say goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rick, Anna, the healing process has to begin.
an hour after she's dead. We've accelerated the healing process. Literally not even cold. Literally. I mean, when people say that, usually they're speaking in a figurative sense. If we really would like to just take it, we really haven't done the, what will the life story of Anna Nicole Smith be called? Our phone lines are open right now, but we could.
I bet it will be Blonde Ambition.
But that's been done, hasn't it?
But she's done everything, you know, that's what her thing is. She's, like, always knocked off every single, you know, other blonde girl.
Deaf, Dumb, and Blonde.
No.
Or there's a sort of a blonde, no, I don't know what it is.
Blonde leading the blonde.
It's 503-733-2970. Rick, Anna Nicole will heretofore be remembered only from her pictures as the guest model, the highlight of her career and the defining moment of Gen X boys everywhere. It's so true. Don't tell me you can't picture every tacky tchotchke store in Hollywood pumping out thousands of posters and cutouts of the guest era photo shoots for the rest of our lives. This is with the low said, creating the new Marilyn figure. You know it to be true. I do know it to be true. You're absolutely right about that. Let's see, what else do we have here? More Wikipedia stuff. How weird, though, that we live in an era where Wikipedia beats CNN to the story. All the kind of the same stuff here about Anna Nicole Smith. It's about bodyguard tried to save, and because CNN, now see, they've got a different photo now. If you go to CNN.com right now, there's a different photo of her. It's a bad drag queen photo where she kind of looks like a white Ruth Hall. That is not her real hair, by the way.
That is not her real name. She was born Vicki Lynn Hogan in Houston, Texas, November 28th, 1967.
Vicki Lynn Hogan, and that's actually the name she modeled under the first
What
nine.
Did she do to them? She was cute before.
In 1969, her parents got divorced. She spent the rest of her childhood being raised by her mother and her aunt.
Mm.
At the age of 17, she marries a 16-year-old fry clerk. Fry cook. Billy Wayne Smith.
Billy Wayne.
And I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that this is true, but
I mean, this is true.
Well, I'm just saying, having seen her family and, you know, having seen, the, you know, the where she comes from, it does seem like there was probably some uncle touching at some point that it happened somewhere. Let's see. Nurse was with her bodyguard, performed CPR in the room. Yeah, and she was a stripper. I forgot about that. I mean, I guess I should have just assumed.
Well, that's how she met her 89-year-old husband.
Now, was that after she was famous?
No,
she went back to stripping? Because you know that sometimes...
I know that he met her in a strip club, and then...
He met her in 1994.
That's after. Okay, well, see, no, that's what some of the...
Because I watched the Anna Nicole Smith story on E!
That's... Now, was that the same one that has the cousin who has her face tattooed on her thigh?
Yes, the toothless crazy cousin.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
She never comes to see us no more. And it's like, and there's a weird... Like, it's like this 18-year-old cousin who has Anna Nicole's face, like, tattooed on her stomach or her back or something. It's just weird. Anyway, yeah, so she was a Playmate of the Year and then went back to being a topless dancer. Well, I guess you do what you gotta do. Alright, so anyway, so Anna Nicole Smith, dead, freaking dead. It's 503-733-2970. Let's break here so we don't get behind, because we do have some stuff we have to get done today. So we'll take a break here.
And we'll
come
continue
back
with the morning.
We will continue with the morning. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program talking about the death of Anna Nicole Smith. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.
She's got a man on the side. Yeah, she's with him today. And I probably won't die. But it sure feels that way. And I used to be strong. I used to be tough. And she used to be pretty. But now she's just pretty f***ed up. Oh, I'm pretty f***ed up. Yeah, I'm pretty f***ed up now. Oh, she used to be pretty, but now she's just pretty f***ed up. Now I know people say, but sometimes that's good, for some people don't. Well, maybe they should, but right now that's okay. Just get pretty f***ed up. made her feel this way. And I begged her forgiveness. Yeah, I begged her to stay. And she said that she loved me.
Recover the show 503-733-2970 at the Ministry of Truth. This is Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Another candle in the wind is snuffed out. Anna Nicole Smith dead at the age of 39. Condolences continue to come in. I'm very saddened to learn about Anna Nicole's passing. She was a dear friend who meant a great deal to me and the Playboy family, says Hugh Hefner. Anna Nicole's body has been moved to a separate part of Memorial Hospital, presumably to the medical examiner's office. This happened just moments ago. A casino worker said that Anna Nicole's body was already covered when she arrived at Memorial Hospital just an hour or so ago. And E! Network has released this statement saying E! Network is deeply saddened by the tragic news of Anna Nicole's death.
Also, on that same note, we have this from Entertainment Tonight. Anna Nicole Smith expected to recover after collapsing at Florida Hotel. Entertainment Tonight is reporting that former Playboy playmate Anna Nicole Smith is expected to be all right after being rushed to a Florida hospital.
The entertainment news, you can count on that.
Fantastic. Rick, has anyone noted that she had to, quote, a personal nurse, end quote?
She did.
You have to try really hard to kick the bucket if you're surrounded by a personal nurse, meaning drug dealer, says this email. That's not my opinion, by the way. I believe this emailer is speculating that the personal nurse is none of Mike Elvis's personal doctor, Dr. Nick. And this is really true, actually. You're surrounded by a personal nurse, a bodyguard, and Howard K. Stern.
Now, the bodyguard apparently administered CPR, which didn't work too well.
But, I mean, seriously.
A private nurse was with Anna at the hotel.
I can't imagine that she would even be left alone long enough to overdose. I'm not saying that it happened, but maybe she's leaving the country with a baby to start over in Argentina.
Her former publicist said he is sad but not shocked. And let's see here. Also, her five-month-old daughter, Daniel Lynn Hope, was not with her at the time. She's being cared for in the Bahamas by the mother of Shane Gibson, a high-ranking Bahamian official who is a close friend of hers, whatever that means. Also, let's see here. So that's all we have at the moment.
All right. It's 503-733-2970. This is Desiree. You're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hi. You know, I had always hoped that she would somehow manage to get her life back together, you know, get healthy, get her beauty back. I thought when Martin Scorsese did The Aviator, the film on Howard Hughes, I thought she would have been perfect as Jane Russell.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's really true. I never thought about that.
Yeah, she was just made for that. I think she could have done it with a lot of, you know, a lot of help, but I think she could have done that. And also Jane Mansfield, I think she could have played her.
Yeah, well, Jane Mansfield's another one, though, that just had the fame and then just got dumped by
right.
a series of men and then just spiraled out of control.
So
and
I
then,
think, yes, I think she would have understood that, you know, so I think that's something that she could have done. And I don't know if you remember Fredericks of Hollywood. Do you remember that magazine?
Yeah.
I think, you know, they always want to come back. You know, they want to take over the spot that Victoria's Secret now has from them. And I thought if they had have gotten a hold of her, you know, gotten her back in her fighting shape, then she could have helped and been their spokesmodel. So there are so many things I think she just could have done. But for some reason, her life has just been a disaster.
Well, you see that family of hers. And I mean,
yeah.
It's just, you know, when you grow up in just it's just a weird backwoods kind of stupid
yes,
family.
It
that
is.
Just, you can really take the girl out of the trash. But I mean, I say that with all due respect. I mean, I come from a tiny, miserable little town, too. And I can tell you, there are times, not to be overly dramatic about it, but there are times when you come from a really bad, small, just backwater town like that. That no matter how far you go, no matter where you go, no matter what you accomplish, you always do feel like there is this, like, invisible hand reaching out toward you from that town that's just waiting to pull you back.
Yeah.
You know.
I agree with you.
So
I
that's
do.
Probably was, you know, she probably just...
she probably just looked, I mean, because if you see pictures of her from before she became famous, she didn't look anything, she's like Pam Anderson, didn't look anything like she did when she became famous. She probably just looked in the mirror and just saw like a same, you know, the same stupid backwater girl that she saw when she was growing up, and that's going to F with your head a little bit. So, all right, that's Desiree. Desiree, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Desiree. It's 503-733-297.
So, apparently the private nurse called Seminole Hard Rock hotel workers at 10:38 our time, and security went into the room. Before the rescue workers arrived, Smith's bodyguard performed CPR on her. She was taken to a Memorial Regional Hospital in Hollywood, Florida, around 11:10 our time, where she died.
And then we got a lot of emails about this. Like how effed up is that daughter going to be? Because you got the brother that dies before she's even born, or the right after she's born.
There were new allegations that came out today saying that that Larry Burchett guy just brought up, that he said that she drank the entire time she was pregnant, allegedly.
Fantastic.
Whatever became of her little dog?
Oh, yeah.
I don't really know the answer.
What was her dog's name?
What dog are we talking about?
It was the little one that was on the reality television.
They've all got little dogs. I think that there's like a... I think that there's some service that just rents out little pocket pups like that. I think that's a deal. Your Paris Hilton, you just stop by and they just give you one for the day. That's right. I'd forgotten, though, that just came out today.
Who gets custody of the dog?
Is it like, it's not Tinkerbell. That's Britney.
No, that's Britney Spears. Yeah. Yeah,
we're so lame.
All right, we're lame. We're in the shallowest group of people ever. Brad the car guy, what's up, sir?
Hey, guys. You know, I was going to ask for a little guidance on whether this is too soon or not, but after hearing your bumper song, it clearly is not.
No.
But don't you think God sort of just reached down his hand and said, I really screwed up by giving this coke out, supposedly whore, one child that she killed? I'm just going to take her away.
Okay, none of these comments represent
what's been too soon.
Thank you. None of these comments represent the opinions of the Rick Emerson Show or anyone associated with the Rick Emerson Show. That's your speculation only, sir.
It is mine. But, I was thinking about this earlier because the news came out that she had 2 weeks to show up with the baby and get a blood test and all that. And all right. I thought, God, why would you really pursue that with her? But, he could be the smartest guy in the world because now the baby inherits all of her money. And he's not going to look like a, money-grubbing guy. He's been trying to get this baby to be, from the start.
That's true. That guy is just such a douche to begin with. I mean, but you're right that now he gets the sympathy because now you can't hate him because he's got a dead wife.
Yeah, well, you're talking about Stern. I'm talking about the surfer guy or whatever he is that was trying to go.
Oh, Larry Burkhead?
Yeah,
he's a photographer, I think.
Yeah, whatever he is. But now, it's not like he's asking for custody.
Here we go.
All right, what are we hearing then? Was that coming off a computer somewhere?
Oh, I think it was coming off mine.
All right. It's weird. I'll be waiting to see how that all comes out with the kids. So, all right, there you go. That's Brad the car guy.
And Nicole, thank you, Jen Lane.
3-3-2-9-70. Thank you.
Yes? Your dog's name is Sugar Pie.
Sugar Pie.
Sugar Pie.
All right. Rick, not to bring the show down or anything with all the merriment and mirth we're having with Anna Nicole's death. I don't know what you're talking about. But listening to that one clip of Anna saying, do you like my body, is really, really sad and depressing. There's not even a how you like me now type thing. It's literally her pleading drunkenly for people to love her because of the way she looks. Go America! Well, it's what we do. It's really the only thing our country's good at, sir.
I was honored to be on our next performer's new video.
Not gonna happen.
It's mom to make me beautiful duet. Cause he's freaking genius.
I'm sorry, go ahead. We stepped on each other there.
No, it was just cutting off. It was some woman giving her commentary at the end.
All right. No, somebody was just pointing out that this happened in Florida, and we have yet to play the Florida stuff. Well, that clip you just played, who is she even introducing? I don't even remember.
It doesn't even say. I don't know.
But we all watched it. I don't even, it was Kanye West. It was Kanye West.
Was it?
Isn't that who she was referencing there? I think.
Oh, it's she's doing this drunken dance up to the podium, like,
yeah. You're waving her arms back and forth.
Like my body. She's rubbing herself.
Where was this at? Where did this take place? What was this?
My body.
Oh, that's creepy. Oh, I'm dead. Oh, that makes my skin crawl. Okay, we should capture that and play it again. Deal. Nothing a good embalming won't fix. All right.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay, you know what?
Come on.
I'm saying what we're all thinking.
No, nobody was thinking that.
I'm pretty sure it's Kanye West she was introducing. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Good God almighty. It's 241. We're talking about the Anna Nicole Smith who has passed away. All right. Man, there's so much we didn't get to. We didn't get to the Red Hot Pistol song, which really, and I don't want to do it today. And so, Jesse, if you're listening, I apologize to you and your bandmates. It would be overshadowed today by the Anna Nicole Smith thing. The great thing about talk radio is, you know, when stuff like this happens, you know, we are here live, local, relatable, et cetera. So, but there's no time. No time to play and really give it the attention it deserves. What else didn't we get to?
Oh, I have something here.
All right.
WTVJ Miami did an on-the-air interview with a Hollywood, Florida paramedic who was the first to arrive at Anna's hotel room after she was found unresponsive. The paramedic said she was not alive when he got to the room, and I think we have an audio piece there. Let's see. We want to pop this up. I believe it's here. Hello?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. You got everything?
It's time to talk.
Okay, just give me your name and your title, please.
Matthew Phillips, Hollywood Fire Rescue Department spokesperson.
Okay, Matt, what can you tell us about what transpired this afternoon at the Hard Rock facility?
Hollywood Fire Rescue received a phone call shortly after 2 o'clock to respond to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino located on the Seminole Indian Reservation in Hollywood, Florida. Upon arrival, our rescue crews were escorted to a guest room where they found an unresponsive female subject. At that time, she was not breathing. We began our standard protocol of CPR and everything that goes with it. We then transported this female to Hollywood Memorial Regional Hospital in Hollywood, Florida.
Okay, this female, at the time she was being transported, was she still alive at the time she left the hospital or left the hotel?
She was not breathing and she was not responsive when our rescue crews arrived at the hotel.
Were the people that were with her able to give you any information about what transpired before she became unresponsive to them?
I have received no information as far as any bystanders or whatever statements they were able to give to our rescue crew.
Was she in the room alone?
Stand by.
She was in the room alone. She was found by her bodyguard, who was a Miami paramedic.
Hang up job by the bodyguard, by the way.
She was found by our rescue crew alone in the room.
Ooh.
And we were notified by her personal bodyguard.
Okay, what can you tell us, and I know there's certain restrictions about the information, but in a situation like this, give us some idea of what your paramedics would have done when they arrived there on the scene to try to assist her.
Stand by one moment. Do you want to go through basically what you guys did upon your arrival? He's asking, this is NBC.
Yeah. Hey, look, are you with the paramedics that were there?
Pardon?
Are you with the paramedics that went to the call?
No, I am not with the paramedics who were there, but we did have an engine crew respond.
Okay, it's one of them that was actually there in the room with you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm what you said. Yes, hold on.
Okay, thank you.
I just want to know.
Yes, who am I speaking with now?
This is Captain Fitzgerald.
Captain Fitzgerald, you were one of the people that responded to the scene?
Yes.
Tell me what happened when you arrived.
Seminole Rescue was already in the room with a lot of Seminole security. Also, her bodyguard and her husband, Howard Stern, was on scene. He was concerned. Her medical history.
Are they really married? Or are they just like Mitch and Mary married?
With her when you arrived at the room.
Seminole Rescue was attempting CPR at the time. You know, Hollywood Rescue 74 stepped in and took over the scene. And
intubated the patient. That means put the tube down her throat. They started an IV. We pushed all the medications. We took 12 lead EKGs. We attempted pacing her, which would be an external pacemaker for the heart.
Oh, that's the clear thing.
And we had electrical capture, but no mechanical capture, which means we couldn't hear her heartbeat.
Was she alive when you all arrived?
No. She was unconscious and not breathing.
What did the family members and or the bodyguard tell you about what transpired
in
the minutes up to that? He found her unconscious. He put her on the floor and started CPR and called for help.
Don't move an unconscious. Come on, even I know that.
When you find a person under these kinds of circumstances and situations, because we know there's certain information that you can't give out specifically, what do your people do and what would be a standard procedure in a case like this?
We would go start with the basics. We got to start with CPR, and then we put in a bait, put a tube down into the lung so that we can control the airway. And we start with CPR, start an IV, and without, you know, all the information from witnesses, you know, there's certain medications that we push automatically, like Narcan for any chance of overdose, and bicarb because we didn't know how long she was down. Epinephrine is like adrenaline to start the heart. See if the heart started back on its own. Atropine. There's a whole list of medications in order that we do as far as the protocols go.
Did she respond at all to anything you tried to do to help her?
No, not that I saw.
And the family members, was there anything that they said to you that transpired during the course of the morning or early afternoon that would have given you any indication?
Dancing around this, like, did you see her jacking herself full of heroin, is what they want to ask.
No, we didn't get any information to that. As far as we know, she was left in the room, and then when I came back to the room, she was not breathing.
Okay. Is there anything else that you could add about what transpired in terms of your call and the time that you were there?
Found her
before she was transported to the hospital.
Well, I mean, the interagencies worked real well together. You know, Hollywood Fire Rescue and Seminole Rescue was on.
Let's give them a round of applause. Well done.
You know, cleared the hallways and stuff to transport her downstairs to get her in the truck, and then she did have a. So all the agencies worked together as well as we could have, given the circumstances. There was just no way of knowing how long she'd been down before she was discovered.
Down. What a creepy phrase that is.
And your statement to me.
If you witness somebody pass out, then you can, you know, initiate care immediately. But if somebody passes out and it's not witnessed and they lay there for 20 minutes or so before they're found, you know, that makes a much more difficult scenario, too.
Oh, see, he's not asking the question I would ask, which is like, was she even warm?
We don't have any idea how long she could have been unconscious before you guys arrived.
No, we never did get that information. She was left alone now.
And it's your belief that she was already deceased when you arrived on the scene.
That's what the scene appeared to.
Okay.
Well, that's creepy. She's going to have that looping in the background the whole thing. I say, Scotty J's down. Find Mrs. Kim. Shove a camera in her face. Well, no, because she's dead. Wouldn't matter. I want to know how long she was laying there because, like, what the hell is the bodyguard for? The bodyguard, presumably, when you're Anna Nicole Smith, is not just to protect you from gropers. When you have a person...
Well, wasn't he guarding the body?
Too soon.
That was too soon.
Well, what is the job description?
You guard my body?
No, my question... I was simply going to say that it seems like when you're traveling with a private nurse... I mean, you're traveling with a private nurse and a bodyguard. That's because they think you're going to try to dope yourself off at some point. So I just don't know what the hell. I mean, that, right? I mean, that's they gave Belushi one of those bodyguards at some point, and that's the thing is that the unspoken deal is that the bodyguard is there to keep you from getting high. That's the thing.
Well, I mean, she may have taken a break to rinse out a pantyhose in the sink. Just came back in a couple of minutes, and that was that.
I'll be back in just a few. Let's see. Hold on. Let me just, without any further ado, let's do this.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. Don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to that, squad!
Scotty, please, summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
It's
time for another exciting edition of the Suburban Perspective. We're not gonna get to like the top five or the red hot pistol thing or anything today. But and I didn't get to this 970 greatest things announcement. I wanted to make a big deal about it. And I was getting ready to do it when Anna Nicole. And you,
Anna Nicole.
Thanks, appreciate that.
Thank you. Always ruining everything.
Well, for the last time, probably. I was gonna.
Like my body.
Oh!
Oh, that's so creepy.
Did I ruin your party?
Stop. Where did that voice come from, Scotty?
It was kind of an Anna Nicole thing on the body, and I changed the word to party. You see?
You sounded creepily like a woman just there. You have a woman's mouth. Don't you want to kind of rig her casket to play that sound effect, though, anytime anybody gets near it?
Anytime you open it.
Anytime you, like a senior went, this kind of a thing. It's all right. Anytime anybody gets near Anna Nicole's casket, it just, do you like my body?
Actually, she can get some of the money she was entitled to by dropping a quarter in.
She can't get much right now.
No.
Okay.
No, she's not really able to work. Anywho, I should just say real quickly, we've been teasing for a while now this 970 greatest things ever. And we've actually been playing a promo, and it's actually, I put a thing on my MySpace about it at rickemerson.com. But all during the month of February, we are taking submissions for the 970 greatest things ever. So you go to rickemerson.com right now, you can see more about that, or we'll be talking about this a little bit tomorrow, too. You can go to 970.am, and there is an entry form there. You can submit your suggestion for the 970 greatest things ever. And then beginning in March, we will count down the 970 greatest things, people, places, ideas, gadgets, devices that have ever existed. We'll be doing that throughout all of calendar year 2007. So go to rickemerson.com right now to see more about that. Scotty J?
Yes.
Those, your headphones are huge. What is the Suburban Perspective on Anna Nicole Smith, Scotty J?
I think it's kind of sad because she was always trying to get the money. She was always trying to hit big pay dirt in stardom.
Well,
but
she hit half of that anyway.
Yeah. Oh, Brit!
Come on! You know that's funny.
She would have probably made a good Scoutmaster.
Yeah, me and Mrs. J actually watched most all of the Anna Nicole shows on the E! Channel. We thought it was quite entertaining.
Oh, man, you know that they're going to be, those things will be priced to move. Right now, CD Game Exchange has, they do, this is true, by the way, they have the Anna Nicole show on DVD. So stop by and pick it up today, won't you?
Actually, I think it's tragic. I think, you know, in my mind, I think that she was under so much pressure and that people always accused her of being on drugs in the first place. I think that she
didn't disappoint, did you?
I think that when her son
she
died,
delivered.
And then she had this problem with, you know, whose baby is it? And then being sued by, Trim Spa isn't suing her as far as I know, but there is a lawsuit between Trim Spa and Anna Nicole as the representative. So someone's suing Trim Spa.
That's accurate. I think that somebody is suing the company for whom she was a spokesperson.
Yes.
Yes. That's the Anna Nicole Smith's not suing anybody anymore.
No,
lawsuits are.
I didn't.
That time has passed.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So now, do you remember seeing her as a guest model or as a Playboy model?
I do.
You strike me as the kind of man who reads Playboy. I know you don't read as such.
Behind
the closed doors of his solarium.
Yes, on the sun porch.
You know, Rick. Getting back to the novels we talked about yesterday, a picture is worth a thousand words. And you know, when you open up Playboy, you look at the picture. You know, I might as well have read a novel right there.
Okay. Final thoughts, Scotty J.
No, I feel bad about the Anna Nicole thing. I mean, I think she could have brought years of entertainment to us, and now we won't be able to talk about her much anymore.
No, she'll be talking about it. We'll find a way. No, we'll squeeze it out of her somehow. All right, thank you. Scotty J. with the Suburban Perspective. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up after this. Like is undoubtedly talking about this, and I will bet you he'll probably have Hugh Hefner on with him today, so you want to be listening. Like is at 3, Donna Mike at 7. We'll return after this. You stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcast and dead final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. By the way, because life is for the living, I want to remind you that the Dry County Crooks are going to be the feature tonight on the Entertainment Zone on PDX 49 between 5 and 8 p.m.
Good for them.
Five segments peppered into 3 hours with live music segments at the top of the hours. That's from Paul of Dry County Crooks. So the Dry County Crooks are one of our favorite bands. Going to be on the Entertainment Zone tonight on PDX 49 between 5 and 8 p.m. So there you go. So there's that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pay a final visit to Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Here was America's blonde sex kitten, Anna Nicole Smith, dead at the age of 39 after collapsing in her hotel room, stricken while staying at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Florida.
You know, the weird thing about this is
her body is in the medical examiner's office right now.
The weird thing is we're talking the bodyguard, and we were both speculating, and again, this is simply our opinion, that it looks a little suspicious about the bodyguard, and that the bodyguard was, as you said, well, I tried to save her, and I'm just saying in my opinion only. That's the sort of thing that one says when one was actually elsewhere when this happened.
He was trying to get a Milky Way bar to the machine.
Or something like that. Trying to, yes, he was out trying to buy a...
He was trying to acquire something.
He was out trying to buy a Milky Way from someone. He needed a fix of chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone needs their chocolate fix.
Everyone needs to go out and score some candy now and again.
So sad. Like, looking at the pictures of her, it's too bad.
Who could ever replace her?
The best part is that Scotty J just came in and told us to check the wires because he wasn't quite sure she was really dead.
So let's double check here. Anna Nicole Smith, dead.
Okay, there you
go. Anna Nicole Smith, dead. Anna Nicole Smith, dead. Anna Nicole Smith, dead. Yeah, I think she's dead.
Fantastic.
Whoever called you Scotty is wrong. No, don't ever believe them again.
With you, Scotty.
No, just like one guy called up and was like, Scotty, Anna Nicole Smith's not really dead. I'm a newsman. You'll want to double check your sources.
But I'm going to call the FCC.
So Scotty came into the break. He's like, I don't know. Some guy called and said he's a newsman. He says Anna is not really dead. That's fantastic. Real, let's, I'm sorry. No, that's...
Yeah, you're exempt from everything today. Come on now.
What?
You're exempt from everything today.
Okay.
It's the spirit of Anna Nicole coming back.
Scotty, you could quickly come to the studio here.
You're not going to amount to that!
You can just join us quickly here on the microphone. All right, so why did you just come in and tell us to check the wire because she wasn't really dead?
Well, because I was talking to a caller.
Some guy.
And he was just flat out just like almost, I mean, he was nice, but he was rude in the sense like, check your information, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, where are you getting this information? And he said,
what did he say?
The Wire. You subscribe to The Wire. Check it. She's not dead. The Wire, it was a mistake.
It's a mistake. Like, what kind of mistake would cause every news organization on earth to say that she's dead when she's not?
Don't you know?
No.
The Rick Emerson Show.
We're the acorn that's...
Oh,
yeah.
Please.
All right, go away now. All right, thank you. That didn't really work out to be as humorous as I thought it was. Mailman Chris, hello, sir.
Hey, yeah, she's not really dead. She was just skydiving with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, no. That's funny.
You are exempt. You didn't get to Rebecca McGrath.
Yeah, thank you.
And Jim and the Jesse's song. Did you give away the DVD stuff?
We did. I mean, it happened off air, but yeah, we did that to a question that we will use later. So yeah,
like I said, that's the three things you didn't get to, and that's all stuff that, you know, hey, death happens. So.
Yes, it is true, sir. All right, thank you. That's Mailman Chris, ladies and gentlemen. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Telestate Radio. In the newsroom, news director Tim Riley. Scotty J is your PA and disseminator of false information. And, of course, the gatekeeper is Dave Zinn. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondent Lisa Goddard and Ed McCarthy. See y'all tomorrow. Like us next, probably with Hugh Hefner on the talk about Anna Nicole Smith. Donna Mike at 7. We'll see you tomorrow at 11. Don't let the bastards bring you down. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Bye now.